Manuscript Releases, Volume 10, Numbers 771 to 850. M.R. Number 798. Extreme Views of Sanctification to be Shunned. There is another matter upon my mind about which I must speak to you. I have often been warned against overstrained ideas of sanctification. They lead to an objectionable feature of experience that will swamp us unless we are wide awake. Extreme views of sanctification, which lead men to criticize and condemn their brethren, are to be feared and shunned. During the General Conference of 1901, the Lord warned me against sentiments that were then held by brethren Prescott and Wagoner. These sentiments have been as leaven put into meal. Many minds have received them. The ideas of some regarding a great experience, supposed to be sanctification, have been the alpha of a train of deception. Because of some overdrawn expressions frequently used by Brother Wagoner at the conference, in his message delivered at the 1901 General Conference, Elder Wagoner advocated several concepts which were not entirely in harmony with Adventist teachings. These were, 1. That every Christian could get the testimony of Jesus, or spirit of prophecy. 2. That sanctification included bodily healing, as well as holy living. And 3. That the life of God comes to us through the air and other natural means. Note the following citations drawn from three of his sermons. Excerpts are cited on page 88 from the 1901 The General Conference Bulletin, 78, 79, 149, 222, and 223. I was led to speak words intended to counteract their influence. If ever there was a time when our brethren should blend in unity, it is now. You are engaged in an important work in Washington. I am very anxious that the work in that place shall be carried forward exactly as the Lord would have it. White Estate, Washington, D.C., July 16, 1980.